only 1 million na ABSA. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your ABSA cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Dalilo ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your ABSA card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. ABSA.
The headline. Government to restock water bodies as fish population declines in Luapula. Sande Chanda urges government to clear outstanding dues to farmers. And in global news, Trump hopes China will help push Russia towards Ukraine peace talks. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Fisheries and Livestock Minister Peter Kabala is concerned that the use of prohibited gear and overfishing have severely depleted fish stocks in many water bodies across Luapula province. Speaking when he led the team from his ministry to sensitize local fishermen on sustainable fishing practices, Mr. Kabala also told traditional leaders that government is aware of the declining fish populations and is considering restocking selected water bodies, stressing that these efforts will only succeed if communities actively participate and support ongoing sensitization programs. Mr. Kabala encouraged fishing communities to diversify by engaging in cage fish farming and aquaculture as alternative sources of income, further urging them to form cooperatives to benefit from government programs aimed at boosting fish production in the province. He revealed that government has already supported a cooperative in Chishi with a fish cage and another in Luwe, where more than 27,000 fingerlings have been stocked, with the initiative aimed at increasing fish production, improve household incomes, and create employment opportunities, especially for women and youths. Meanwhile, the Director of Fisheries, Evans Mutanuka, said that his department is ready to provide technical support and training to interested groups, and reaffirmed the government's commitment to increasing fingerling production, fish output and exports to meet both local and international demand. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock Principal Public Relations Officer Benny Munyama. Kanchibia constituency member of parliament Sande Chanda has expressed concern over the continued delay in paying farmers in Kanchibia constituency who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, during the last crop marketing season. Mr. Chanda has emphasized that the farmers are the backbone of Zambia's rural economy and national food security, therefore deserve to be paid promptly and fully for their produce. He says as their member of parliament, he has continued to receive distress calls from farmers who are unable to meet essential family needs, a situation he says is unacceptable and risks discouraging production in the coming season. Mr. Chanda has since called on the FRA to expedite the release of all outstanding payments while urging the Ministry of Agriculture to ensure that systems are streamlined to guarantee timely and transparent payments in future marketing seasons.
As the area member of parliament, have continued to receive distress calls from farmers who are unable to meet essential family needs, from paying school fees to preparing their fields for the new planting season because their payments have not yet been processed. This situation is unacceptable and risks discouraging production in the coming season. This is not what the agricultural sector deserves.
The Medicines Research and Access Platform, MedRap, is urging all stakeholders to join hands in fighting adolescent pregnancy and child marriage. MedRap Executive Director Leo Kalioka says neglecting adolescent sexual and productive health and rights, ASRHR, can result in a lifetime of challenges such as early pregnancy, which can be physically risky, and compromise educational achievement as a young person and earnings as an adult. In a statement, Mr. Lioka worries that adolescents face increased risk of exposure to HIV and sexually transmitted infections, sexual cohesion, exploitation and violence. He says all these have significant impacts on an individual's physical and mental health, as well as long-term implications for them, their families and their communities. Mr. Lioka, however, notes that adolescence provides a window of opportunity in which early, well-targeted interventions can have lasting positive effects. He says investment in ASRHR reduces maternal and child mortality and morbidity and contributes to a triple dividend of optimal growth and fulfilled potential of the adolescent. Two children, aged 12, have died in separate road traffic accidents that occurred yesterday in Kalumbila and Kapirimposhi districts. Police Deputy Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi explains that the first incident happened around 07 hours in Kisasa area, Kalumbila district, and involved a mountain bicycle ridden by a 15-year-old girl who had a 12-year-old pillion passenger on board. Mr. Chilavi says preliminary investigations indicate that the incident happened when the cyclist, due to excessive speed, lost control of the bicycle, went off the road and hit a tree. He says the pillion passenger, a 12-year-old boy of the same area, sustained fatal injuries and died on the spot, while the rider suffered minor injuries. Mr. Chilavi says the second accident occurred around 18 hours along Punde Road at Chembwe Market in Luanshimba area of Kapirimposhi. He explained that the incident involved a Mitsubishi Canter driven by an unknown motorist who fled the scene after hitting a pedestrian identified as 12-year-old Priska Chiki of Luanshimba area.
Two children, aged 12, died in separate road traffic accidents that occurred on October 24, 2025, in Kalumbira and Kapirimposhi districts. In Kalumbira district, the accident involved a mountain bicycle ridden by a 15-year-old girl of Kisasa area who had a pillion passenger on board. The cyclist sustained minor injuries. The pillion passenger, a 12-year-old boy from the same area, sustained fatal injuries and died on the spot. The accident occurred around 07 hours in Kisasa area.
The Zambian Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training has emphasized the importance of harnessing the creativity of youths to drive innovation and entrepreneurship in the country. Organization Executive Director Clarence Muziamba is encouraging government and the private sector to invest in the youth and support entrepreneurship initiatives that can drive economic growth and national development. Mr. Muziamba has further urged government to prioritize inclusive and responsive governance that ensures access to basic services and opportunities for all citizens. He has further highlighted the need to work towards building a diversified economy that benefits all Zambians, noting that promoting good governance requires transparency, accountability and inclusivity in national decision-making processes. In a statement, Mr. Muziamba has also stressed the importance of adopting sustainable practices to safeguard the nation's natural resources for future generations. You are listening to Phoenix FM News. We take a break.
And we dance till we drop. Let's go.
Rising from the ashes of ordinary radio.
In global news, U.S. President Donald Trump says that he would like China's help to deal with Russia as he seeks to bring an end to the war in Ukraine. China is Russia's biggest ally and a vital support to Moscow since Western sanctions were imposed over its war in Ukraine. Trump's comments come off the back of a difficult week for Kyiv after the U.S. refused to give it Tomahawk cruise missiles, while EU leaders did not release frozen Russian cash to help fund its defense, and there have been more deadly strikes. The BBC now reports on this and other global stories.
President Trump says he will ask China to help him out with Russia as he seeks to bring an end to the war in Ukraine. Mr. Trump said he'd raise the issue with President Xi Jinping when they meet in South Korea on Thursday.